Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
Do you know, mommy has already finished everything. So let's share the grace. Praise the Lord. Mommy did a very good job. Yes, and she delved a little bit into the teenage session. I don't know how many hours do I have. God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, teenagers are already young adults. So we are going to be wrong. Are we ready? Okay, let's pray. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for using our mommy, Dr. Nkiru, to minister to us, oh God. We ask that all she has taught will put it into practice in the name of Jesus. Father God, as we enter into this session, we ask that you come and speak to us in the language we understand. Lord, of our own, we have no ability, but we trust in you to help us to raise up teenagers after your heart. For in Jesus' name we pray. In the olden days, sexual immorality was not common amongst children and teenagers. But these days, it's very well common. Praise the Lord. That is why we are studying this, teaching teenagers sexual education in the most godly and effective way. Praise the Lord. We are going to be looking at the most effective ways to teach our teenagers sexual education. Because why? Teenagers are already young adults. And some teenagers know more than adults. A teenage girl was once pregnant. Almost at the point of delivery, the mom did not know. Until someone came to look, that one happened in Kogi State. Someone came to look for the mother's friend came to look for the mother. I said, where is your daughter? He said, my daughter, she went out. She's learning walk. Then the friend said, your daughter is in a hospital, almost about to give birth. The mother said, what? My own daughter? This is a true life story. It's not. It was later we started hearing that when people are pregnant, there's something they use to tie it. I say, huh? So even teenagers know. Even teenagers, when even some mothers don't know. I had finished university before I began to know that there is a vaginal yeast infection. But some teenagers has already known it. So you are seeing that our teenagers, they are dumb. Do you know what I'm saying? They are the done in some matters. You know what the done means. So we need to really look into this and we pray the Holy Spirit will help us. The first step to teaching our teenagers sexual education is understanding our teenagers. Understanding our world, teenagers. Teenagers are different and unique. Just like our children are. But their characters, their qualities are different. So their approach are also what? Different. So number one is what? You must understand that teenager that is under your custody. And the first step to understanding them is what? Listening to them. Praise the Lord. You can have two twins, teenage twins. Those twins, you will not approach them the same way in teaching them sex education. Why? They are different. Just like how mommy was saying, some are reserved, some are extrovert, some are phlegmatic. Some are choleric, some are sanguine. The way you will teach a sanguine teenager sex education will not be the same way you will teach a phlegmatic. You have to use plain method, friendly method to teach a sanguine. And when it comes to a phlegmatic, because they are slow, you will now be teaching them carefully. Do you know? And a choleric, there is a way you will teach that choleric. So that is why you must understand that teenager you are dealing with. Who is my teenager? What characteristic does this my teenager possess? A mother has two teenagers. She was telling me one is very slow in doing things. The other one, when you tell her to do, she will do it fast. And I see because of that fast nature, the mother now likes this one more. Do you understand now? And this one will delay to do things. So if you are teaching that one sexual education, the two of them, you must understand them. This one is more reserved, that is slow. You will call this one separate and begin to take time to teach, listening to that one. Praise the Lord. Another way we can understand our teenagers is allow open and honest communication. Open and a teenager can come and tell you, someone kissed me in class today. Don't say, hey, Jesus. So you allowed a boy to kiss you. Do you know that that has ended the what? Conversation. If you remember this program they used to show on TV those days, I need to know. This Funke, she was the main character with one other girl, Asien. You remember the program? How many of us watched that program? You know, UNICEF used it to teach sexuality education to teenagers. One thing I love with that mother, you know, Funke's mother, she was opened. Funke will come with stupid questions, even asking of STI, everything. Funke's mother will explain to her everything. It was helping her to avoid some things in school. But Asien's mother did not have the time. She was strict and harsh. Asien now fell, became pregnant. I think got HIV too. So you must allow open and honest communication. Another way we can understand our teenagers is recognizing and acknowledging their feelings. Teenagers are not children again. Hey, do you know that a parent can train a child? When he now gets to teenage, the parent will lose that child. I'm not saying lose like die. That means the parent will lose that child. That means in spiritual way, everything. The child will just be on their own. Why? Because most times, parents don't acknowledge and recognize the feelings of their teenagers. Many times, they used to have mood swings. And their feelings will be varying from time to time. If, for example, they are angry, is it that time you will now say you want to come and teach them sexuality education? Do you understand what we're saying now? If, for example, they are feeling somehow, you should know their feelings. Unlike children, you can teach them anytime, yes or no. You can call a child, come, give that child biscuit or what he likes, and the child will sit down. You will teach that child, Abby, or sing a song for them. But teenagers are not like that. If you want to even give them instruction, you must understand how they are feeling. One man, he was invited to speak in CEM program. He stays in USA. Do you know that he said his teenage children, what he has known from Nigeria is when you wake up in the morning, you greet. Abi, good morning, daddy, good morning. When his children grew up in UK, Abi, USA. So every morning he expects them to wake up and greet him. This particular morning, the teenagers woke up and they did not greet him. The man said, what are you waiting for? Why have you not greeted? They say, daddy, we don't feel like. Hey! The man said he was angry. It's as if he should slap them. Because he's a Nigerian man. It's as if he should slap them. Before, his wife was not telling him, understand their mood. The children now say, we did not wake up well. Do you understand now? But if this thing happens in Nigeria, what will you do? Oh, but it's not like that. It's not like that. Do you see it now? You can call them, say, even if you don't feel like, try the word greet. It's a form of respect. You see the difference now than saying slap or do. Their feelings are different. They are like adults. It's just like adults now. Adults. If they like, they greet you. If they like, they don't greet you. You cannot do them anything. And these teenagers are young. We must see them like that, though, from 13 to 19. So if you have a 13-year-old child or a child that is about to enter 13, please start treating that child as a young adult. I know it's not easy for parents. They'll say, this small picking. But please, show interest in their activities and conversations. Every activities they are involved in, whether school activities, church activities, social, try to show interest in it. Even if it's little by little. For example, they are involved in sports. I'm giving an example now. Even if you don't know, you don't like sports, especially mothers, try to know clubs, the name of clubs at least. Arsenal, Manchester, just know small, put inside your pocket. I don't understand. Then they love soap operas. You know soap operas now, all these movies, Filipino. Try to know, even if it's the title of some, put inside your pocket. If they like this, just know some of all the activities, put inside your pocket. Then, when they are discussing, or sometimes you just say, how was this movie? It will make them open up. You will now begin to know them. More. You begin to know the areas they are watching, the things they are. Do you understand that? And they will now see you as their friend. Teenagers always feel free with their friends. If they don't see their parents as their friends, they will not open up. That is why that teenage girl could hide that pregnancy till she was almost about to what? Deliver. And she did not say it. It was that friend that ran. This thing is life, and I know that person when I was in Kogi. So it's not story. We are not saying story. So try to take them as your word, friends. Know most of the activities and little of all. Then another one is be patient with them. Be what? Patient with them. We are looking at understanding our teenagers. And there are some slangs that is common among teenagers. I'm not saying we should learn all. Just know some, like the one that is raining now amongst teenagers. You know, this is my teaching in secondary school. You will see them there. My guy. You know, that one is common now. Everything, guy. Everything. Till one day I called one and said, which one is guy? Even if it's a girl they are talking to, say, guy, that is not there well. Guy. That is one that is reigning amongst them. So you as a parent can use it to catch their attention. Guy, come. I want to see you. If they don't see you like that, they will think you are old school. In their own mind, they will say, hey, what do they want to discuss? Do you understand what I'm saying? Guy, come. Let's talk. Do you understand what I'm saying? Put it. There is one, they will say, what's up you? Have you heard that one? That is another language. They want to ask how far is what's up you. So all these, they are slangs. Even if it's two or three, put it in your pocket. So that when you want to catch their attention, use that one to draw them. If not, they will be seeing you as if you are in another world. They will see you, this person, old school. they say it though. They say, auntie, that was your time. That is the olden days. But when they see that you are in their world, now you can win them. Praise the Lord. Spend quality time with them. Let us do it this way. Let it be that in a week now, take a day for that your teenager. Let's say every Thursday, you and your teenager will talk heart to heart. If you want that, I need to know. That is what Funke's mother always does. She has the time to only Funke and her will sit down. Sometimes it's when she's cooking in the kitchen. Funke will be there and she will be talking heart to heart with her. You understand now? So take a day of the week. I know we are busy. The economy is not helping many parents now. So everybody's pursuing money. Yes or no? So some people will close from one job, enter another job, just to make ends meet. But can you try Sunday? Sunday is a more freer day. Abi, take it out. Put it in your calendar. Every Sunday will be a time for my teenager. And especially, don't wait till they are 18 dot. Once they are getting to 13, start your work. Start taking them as teenagers. Like 12 years old, 12 and a half years, it's time to start taking them as teenagers. Praise the Lord. Another one is staying up to date with the friends they keep. Know the friends of your teenagers. That time when we were growing up, they would not even allow your friends to come home. Both male or female. The person I grew up with, they will not allow. But in this generation, allow them to come home. It's then you can know them. When they come home, sit their friends down, sit them down, talk to them. The friends that you know will not lead your children astray. When the friends see that, let's say John's mother loves us and She has instructed us. We cannot go astray. We cannot lead John astray. Do you see it now? But when you don't know the friends they keep, those friends may be bad or good, and they will lead them astray. Always allow their friends to come home. Hey, many parents will not agree to this. I'm going to visit my friend. I'm going to let that friend come. Know that friend. Whether it's male or female, know them. Praise the Lord. It will help them not to go the wrong way. Another one is getting to know them, their areas of strengths and what? Weaknesses. Study your teenager and know that area of strength and weakness. Where is that teenager good at? Where is that teenager weak? For their strength, help them. Encourage them in their strength. And for their weaknesses, help them on how they can what? Overcome. Praise the Lord. We have said this one before. Be their best friends. Now, the second step, because of time, the second step to teaching our teenagers sexuality education is teaching them about puberty, private parts, and maintaining good hygiene. So we start with puberty. We may say the biology teachers in school are doing it. Please, those biology teachers, they are male teachers mostly. You know, in secondary school, most of our biology teachers are male teachers. Most. And most times, they will not even open up well because they are the females, they are shy of the females. So they just hit, touch it like this, the topic of that puberty. We know what we're saying. The first time I should see my own, you know what I'm saying? I did not even know. It was inside church. Before I know everything, because no teaching was given. So that one they taught in biology, I don't understand. So most times, those teenagers don't understand that biology teacher because he's trying to cover scheme and he's rushing. And he's a male teacher. He will just come, the menstrual flow, this, bam. You will take it as an academic story than pass. Abi? Mm-hmm. So teach them as a mother, face the girls. As a father, face the boys. Teach the girl thoroughly what puberty is. Show them the private part. Let them know. If I begin to say some things here, you know I say it will be wrong. I did not know about the place where vagina was located actually until recently when I finished university. You laugh because many girls don't know. That is the particular place. Do you know many people don't know? You have vulva, you have all. But the particular place, I don't know. And many girls don't know. Many teenagers don't know. So a guy may be trying to do that and he'll be telling them he's not entering that place. And they don't know because they don't know. You cannot, what you don't know, you don't know. As a mother, even if it's to go to, I put the diagram there, I don't know it's with the projector. Even if it's to go to the internet, put the diagram out. Show them every part. Let them see life and direct. They need to know. That's why that drama was called I Need to Know. UNICEF did that drama. I don't know why they stopped that drama. They now brought other dramas that is not teaching morals. That drama was called I Need to Know. That teenage girl has to know her private part properly. That teenage boy has to know. And also the stages of puberty, everything. Tell them what puberty is. Teach them the signs of puberty. Breast development for the girls. Growth in height and weight. Tell them fat deposits around the hips, thighs, and buttocks. Who is doing the projector? Show us that in private part. Show us, please. I put the video. I put it because of this class. I said we will be wrong. Because I did not know until after school. So, but I want our teenage girls to what? No. Please, can you show us, please? Okay, look at it. And it's not so clear. Do you see how they listed Do you know that even in that biology class, they may not even bring it out like this? In my own biology class, they did not bring it out. They only drew this thing like this. Eh? Fallopian tube. But that area where that vagina is, they did not put it. The uterus, everything. Look at we have the outer part, we have the inner part. Are you seeing it? Teach that girl like that. You know why? When we are talking of maintaining good hygiene, that time I was in school, 200 level, I was still using soap to wash that side. And you know it's supposed not to use soap. Do you know many girls don't know? These are things that mothers are supposed to be teaching their daughters. So that when you show them like this, you tell them the functions of each. Let them know. If you call some children, some teenagers now, they don't know all these things. Many. Many. So you open up to them like, put the mail on for us. You open it to them like this. Fathers open to the mail. Then, if you are just a widow or a single parent, you have to play the role of father and mother. Or if you have a godly uncle, that will now play the role of the male or vice versa. Do you understand now? We have to. Then you will teach them about menstruation. Do you know? All these things I knew. It was after school. I'm not talking of secondary school, university. This menstruation, they say the pad should be changed every 6 hours. Because the chemicals they use in making pads, if you leave it that long, it can cause yeast infection. You know yeast infection? Vaginal yeast infection. So even then, that tissue, every time you go to ease yourself using tissue to clean, teach the girls. Do you know not using tissue can cause that too? So many girls don't know the hygiene of that place. You know the place we are saying now. So mothers, it's homework for you, for your teenage girl. In fact, don't wait till they are 13 to teach them that hygiene of that place. I'm talking of the hygiene. When they urinate, they use tissue to wipe. When you go to toilet, you rinse. If you finish using tissue for the buttons as a girl, you rinse with water. Do you know? But you know many don't know. After using tissue to poop, you rinse that place with water. Because of the bacteria that may enter here. Then you also rinse here with water. Hey, so, teenage mothers, mothers that ask teenagers, as your girl is 10 years, the teaching starts. As your girl is 10 years, the teaching world starts. It's a thorough one. If you don't teach them, a guy out there will teach them wrongly. And from there, enter to another thing. You know what we're saying? And another thing, again, is that you will make them love their body. Make your teenage daughter and son love their body. In the sense that if you don't make them love the way they look, they may grow up to what? Do plastic surgery, one. Or they may be wanting validation from a boy outside or from a girl outside, the opposite. So tell them, the way you are structured like this now is very okay. Yes, the most beautiful. You will tell them you are the most beautiful. You have to tell them that every time. Because this is a tactics that the devil is using for many teenagers. A boy there will say, do you know you are so beautiful? Has anyone told you how beautiful you are? You don't know. And that girl has not heard it from home before. Have you? Nobody has told her. Before you know, she'll be drawn. Because teenagers, they are drawn towards affirmation. They love people that tells them good words. Tells them good. But teenage, that age, if you nobody tell you that you're fine, you will be carrying yourself now. You will encourage yourself in the Lord. If nobody tell you are trying, you will be carrying yourself. Say, my goal is in front, Abby. But they themselves want to hear it every time. One woman said, it got to a point, she had to be taking her teenagers out. You know, out. before they even finish university, she would take them out like eatery, sit with our teenage daughters and treat them as a man would do. Buy food for them, tell them, what do you want? I know that thing involves money, Abby. Uh-huh. But you can do in any way you can. She had to make them feel beautiful, feel as them is loved and all, so that nobody outside can tell them anything. Then this one, to maintain good hygiene, encourage your teens to bathe at least twice daily. Yes. Teach them how to take care of their private parts. It's what we have said now. Teach them how to keep their clothes clean always. Buy deodorants or body spray for them. Many, as we teach in secondary school, do you know that many teenagers, if they do like this, to the extent I told them that you have to buy deodorant. Many parents don't know that they're supposed to buy deodorant. No matter how you bathe with soap, when heat comes, it's that place must smell. Because they are in the puberty age, so they sweat a lot. And many discharges coming out from their body. From their bodies. So what, as parents, buy deodorant or body spray for them. Teach them how to maintain that. I don't know those religions that say deodorant is a sin. Or body perf is a big lie. Jesus, what did they give baby Jesus? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Frankincense is a smell, perfume, incense, you know. So that perfume, teach them so that they will grow up to rub perfume. Do you know some women, till now, they don't know how to use it? Deodorant and what? Perf. Then explain to the guys too, their own puberty stage. Men that, yeah, you know, growth in height and weight, muscle development, voice deepening. So as fathers, you will tell them one after the other. Wet dreams, enlargement of the penis and testes, increased sweat. That wet dreams is spontaneous what? Ejaculation for the males. So you have to tell them. You have to open up to them. Let them know. Once they are 12 years old, you're supposed to start telling them. Yes. You have to open up to them. Then they say sometimes girls also carry out ejaculation, but their own is not seen. When they wake up with a rosa from sleep, girls, I browsed it. The day I was browsing this man's own, I browsed, does female has it? They say yes. Some females do have wet dreams. There is a lot of teaching to do here. May God help us. Mood swings, common among teenagers. That is why we say understand them. May God help us to understand them. It's not easy. Because sometimes they can take advantage of it. If, for example, you see them, they may not feel like doing something. And you now say, okay, don't worry, go later. Every time they may not want to put up with, I don't feel like. Do you understand now? So many times they are not in the mood of things. You know why? Because of their puberty stage. After, when they cross that 19, they will get themselves. Then let them have self-consciousness of body changes and self-image. Let them know how to carry themselves with what? God will help us. Explain to them different types of sexual sins. We know what sexual sin is. It's a sin that involves what? Sex. And the types are what? Number one, because of that, fornication. Everybody know what fornication is. Adultery, pornography, prostitution, sexual harassment, rape, incest, bestiality, human and animal, masturbation, lust. This one is voyeurism, spying on people engaged in sex without their knowledge or consent. That is a sexual sin too. You have to list it out for them, explain it to them. Because somebody can come tomorrow and say, this one you are doing is not sin. It's normal. So you have to tell them one by one. Fornication is a sin for those that are not married. Abi, adultery. When you are married and you are sleeping with another partner, prostitution, you tell them, sexual harassment, rape, or They are forms of sexual sin. And another one is, again, is exhibitionism. Exhibitionism is a sin. Look at what it is. Deliberately exposing your genitals. Even me, when I saw it, I said, huh? Deliberately exposing your genitals or engaging in sexual acts in public or semi-public places. So a teenager that exposes the private parts, their private parts, whether bust now or exposes it, is already committing sexual sin. So what will we now say of those teenagers that do low waist and only their pants will be showing? Nobody's answering me. Are they exposing, are they committing this sin? One day I went to bank, a teenager took his trouser down and now began to say, excuse me, raise your trouser up. Raise your So people were laughing that he did not do it by mistake. It's deliberate. Because the thing was too down. So I was thinking the thing is falling. And I said, please, brother. So people were laughing at me. That it's intentional. God will help us. So we must teach them. We must tell them. They want to hear the truth because they have seen a lot. Almost 90% of teenagers has Android phone. The sites you don't know, they have known it. So what do we want to hide from them again? That is why we must open up and tell them all these things. Then another way again to teach them in a godly way, this sexual education, is taking out some Bible verses that talks about sexual sins. Just write this down. We may take two. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18 to 20. The next is 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3 to 5. Hebrews 13, verse 4. We will just read two from it. You can write down. Okay. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18 to 20. Have we taken that one down? 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3 to 5. Hebrews 13, verse 4. Verse 3 to 5. Hebrews 13, verse 4. Proverbs 6, verse 32. Okay, they are putting it on the screen, the scriptures. Okay. Ephesians 5, verse 3 to 4. All these are what? Scriptures that what? Teaches about sex education. So the Bible has talked about it. Let that teenager know that you are not just talking, but you are taking your stand from the word Bible. You are taking your stand from the Bible. He said, but among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual word, immorality or of any kind of impurity and so on and so forth. No hint of it. So you tell them, this is what God wants. God doesn't want you to engage in sexual word, immorality. Praise the Lord. Then after then, you teach them sexual purity. What is sexual purity? It refers to a lifestyle choice or moral standard that emphasizes abstinence from sexual activities outside of marriage and within marriage, fidelity and respect for one's partner. So sexual purity is abstinence from sexual immorality. Abi? Then also fidelity in the marriage. Sticking to your partner. Praise the Lord. And you will tell them that, you will teach them that the best way to this sexual purity is what? Abstinence. Abstinence is the best way to sexual purity. So you have to tell them. You have to tell them. You have to hammer it. If possible, post it. Put it in the walls of your house. For that teenager. Or that room. That room where that teenager is sleeping. Put it there. Abstinence is the key. So that teenager will be seeing it every day. Before that teenager will leave your house. You know, when they enter university, they've left. Put it in that room. Abstinence, the key to sexual purity. After then, you tell them the benefits of sexual purity. Oh, we are taking down these steps so that we can put it into practice. You tell them, number one, benefit of sexual purity is emotional well-being. that person will be emotionally stable. If you look at teenagers, you tell them, if you look at teenagers that are involved in different sexual partners, they are not stable because they can't think straight. They can't pursue their goals. They can't think, they are scattered. Let me put it like scattered. Have you seen teenagers that are scattered? Scattered. That means no concentration. Check. Those teenagers, check it very well. Most times they have been involved in sexual or immorality. Tell them the benefits of sexual purity. The second one is they have physical health. It prevents them from so many diseases. We know sexually transmitted what? Diseases. Another benefit is that it leads to spiritual growth. It's only a concentrated mind that can focus on God. Isn't it? If a teenager has slept with A, B, C, D, E, F, or a teenager, the boy, sleeping with A, B, C, D, F, if he wants to pray, what will happen? The memories of what he did will be coming into play. Can he read Bible again? Can he pray? Scattered. So tell them that if you keep yourself pure, you will draw more closer to God. You know, parents did not teach this. Many did not take time. You see the steps we are taking now. We did not start with Bible first. If you start with the Bible, they will not want to listen to you. That is why we started from the number one. You saw, understanding them, being their friends, before you now be going. If you just come, sit down. Look at what the Bible says, though. If this of certain moment, they say, I beg, mommy, you have come again. Daddy, you have come again to preach. You know, they don't like that thing. Sometimes, even in that school where I teach, sometimes if I, let's say I say, sit down, they will say, Auntie, is it Bible you want to tell us again? But if I now follow another approach and start asking them other things, they will sit down and want to listen. That is the generation we are in now. If they see you with Bible, they want to run. Have you not experienced it? It's as if you are, especially if you are dealing with teenagers, if you carry Bible, they will just be trying to avoid, say, judgment, oh, as if you want to give them judgment. So if you are teaching them this sexual education, that is why we did not start from the scripture. We started and came in the middle to put the scripture. Once you have gotten their heart, you hit it. They cannot move that time. Tell them again that sexual purity makes them to be useful vessels in God's hands. Can God use a scattered life? That means someone, he can rearrange someone. If that person comes to him. But if that person is pure, he will be an available vessel for God. If that person is pure, you will not be giving them examples. Mary was used as an instrument to give birth to who? Jesus. Joseph was used to save lives as a governor because he ran away from. So you start, you tell them. If you yourself want to be great upon this earth, try to be pure sexually. Another one is that you tell them that it leads to focus in life. That is what sexual purity does. It makes that person to be focused. You will have single eye, single mind of your goal. Praise the Lord. Now, sexual abstinence. Sexual abstinence is the way toward sexual purity. Stay safe, abstain from sex until you are ready for its consequences. What are the consequences for sex for mostly a teenage girl? It's what? Pregnancy. So that teenager is not yet ready. It's not yet ready. Though some teenage girls now, they are using drugs and other things so that they will not be pregnant. It's, they even know it more than us. Do you know? They know it more than us. They have something they will take so that they will not be pregnant. They will say that the thing will flush it out. Only God will help this generation. So they may even be involved in it as a parent or teacher. You don't know. Because nothing is showing out. Hey, only God will help us. There was another place we were teaching this. One youth said something. That thing shocked me. He said there is a drug that has come out. I don't know if it has reached Nigeria, but the youth just said it. He said when they take that drug, after they finish doing that sexual activity, the memory of it will be lost. That day, it was that seminar for that same camp. When they said it, me and the other teachers, we said, Jesus.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.